Hi, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Are you Alpesh?
Yes.
Okay, I spoke with Nisha, I think, a little earlier today. I'm David, by the way.
Hi, David.
Nice to meet you.
Great.
Did she mention that I passed by earlier?
Yes.
Okay, she kind of wanted me to talk with you. She said you kind of deal with this stuff a little more.
Okay.
But just kind of with the location of the homes,
mm-hmm.
I was just finishing up with Nishit, the Prakashes, just down here on K-Court.
Mm-hmm.
We're just treating their home tomorrow.
Okay.
Or sorry, not tomorrow. In about a week.
Mm-hmm.
We've been treating a couple other homes here tomorrow, though.
Okay.
Nothing major, just kind of with the location of the homes.
Mm-hmm.
We're starting to see some of those little teeny black ants every once in a while.
Okay.
These guys, the Prakashes, they just said that they're seeing a little bit of them in, like, the kitchen area,
mm-hmm.
in the back patio.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing major, though. Some of the spiders have been common as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just mostly the little ants you guys been seeing, or just more spiders around the house?
No, the spiders are usual. Not too many.
Yeah. She had mentioned, like, some, I think, maybe in the backyard or something like that, little ants, things like that. Okay. And those are pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
I was just swinging by just because our techs are here tomorrow and a couple days next week.
Mm-hmm.
While we're here, we're just doing our discounted price for the homes.
Okay.
Have you guys ever had a treatment done for the house?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like recently or in the past?
No, I had it. The house is already treated, right?
Right.
The foundation, right?
Right, yeah.
There's all the houses are new, right?
Yeah, about
and
3 years
old. And we
have
one treatment, like 5 years old. And then we have a treatment in every year, I do, you know, that sprinkle.
You spray around.
Yeah, spray around.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's what he was doing as well,
mm-hmm.
Nishit. He was using, like, Home Defense and Raid,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that, which helps.
Mm-hmm.
The only disclaimer with those products, is it just the stuff you get from Home Depot
mm-hmm.
that you're spraying? Okay. And that's smart that you've been proactive about it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people don't do anything.
Right.
But the only disclaimer, it is watered down. That's why anybody can go and buy it at the store. So when it rains, it kind of washes out a little faster.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a repellent, which a lot of times when you treat around the house,
mm-hmm.
it'll keep those insects from coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, anything that could be inside already,
mm-hmm.
it'll keep them from going outside. Does that make sense?
Because
they'll just go to it and then they'll just turn around.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the products we've been using around the house, we're actually using a termiticide around the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Same product you use for termites,
mm-hmm.
but we're using it above ground for carpenter ants and little ants.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of carpenter ants before?
Yeah.
You know how they're like termites? They do wood damage to the homes.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, you know how the house settles in the ground,
mm-hmm.
tends to crack. I mean, we get cracks all over the house. They'll use them as entry points.
Right.
So we do treat that whole foundation with that termiticide.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do treat around all doorways and windows around the exterior of
mm-hmm.
the house.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, they're not sealed perfectly.
Right.
And then sometimes in the summer, I don't know if you guys have seen these in the past, like the wasps, the bees.
Not really. I mean, I haven't seen that.
Okay. Usually they're harder to find. Like up here, I can show you out here on the eaves.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to see, you can kind of see.
Oh, the bees?
Yeah, like you have these grooves up in the soffits here.
Right. Uh-huh.
Sometimes they'll use the holes as entry points into
right.
the house.
Uh-huh.
So like up high, we have a big long brush. It
uh-huh.
extends about 25 feet high.
Right.
We just clean out any cobwebs and wasp nests around the home for
mm-hmm.
you. Unless you want the cobwebs for Halloween, we can always leave those here
no.
for you. So we knock those out, and then we do put up a repellent just to keep them from coming back.
Right.
Last week, we had a guy, he got a nest up in his upper floor
mm-hmm.
in the wall
mm-hmm.
from these guys because they're coming in through those holes.
Right.
So we just keep that from happening in the future
okay.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these houses that I've talked to have gotten a service pretty recently,
uh-huh.
some with other companies, some with us,
mm-hmm.
just as a protection for the home.
Right.
It just keeps up the value of the home, especially,
right.
you said it's about 5 years old?
Yeah.
Okay. Especially when these homes are newer,
right.
a lot of houses, we try to keep the insects from coming in initially,
because mm-hmm.
once they're in there, it's a lot harder to pull them out.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
How many bathrooms do you guys have in this home?
Four.
Four, okay. Inside the home, what we do, we don't spray baseboards anymore, just
mm-hmm.
for safety reasons. We don't like to leave that residue there.
Mm-hmm.
We're using newer technology. It's an injection system,
mm-hmm.
and we treat under the sinks. You know where that pipe goes in the wall there?
Right.
Usually, you know how that moisture is what attracts those insects inside?
That's right. Uh-huh.
We just treat where that pipe goes through that wall.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a bathroom close by? I could show you really quick.
Yeah.
If you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you want me to take my shoes off?
No, that's fine.
Okay. So usually,
you know how there's a lot more plumbing behind the walls here?
Right.
Is it alright if I open those?
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes, so we just come under here, and that pipe out goes in the wall there.
Right.
We remove that cap backwards, and then we just treat back behind there with the neutral product as well. It's called Phantom. It's undetectable, so it's like right in home defense. Like I said, those are repellents, so a lot of times they'll scatter in the house.
Right.
But inside we use this so that they don't know it's there. They'll just walk right over it. And then it's a slow kill. So if there's anything in there, they'll walk over it because it's an area of high activity.
Right.
And then they'll take it back to the nest and spread it through there, like a virus. And it flushes any of those nests out in the house that you guys may not know about.
Right.
And that way it just keeps the walls clean inside. Okay. Spiders, you said you've just seen a couple of those every once in a while?
Yeah, outside, yes.
Outside,
yeah.
Okay.
Because it's like, the spiders are, you know, in soft summer, right?
Yeah.
And it's very calm.
You're out here in the woods, yeah, pretty
exactly,
much.
Yeah, everywhere, there's spiders, yeah.
I mean, the reason we get spiders around the home is because spiders are predators. They eat other bugs.
Right.
So that's why we do treat like under the sinks to get rid of the food source for the spiders.
We usually see it outside, not inside.
Okay. And that we treat doorways and windows, and that keeps a lot of them from crawling in that way. Do you have a basement here?
Yes, I do have a basement, yeah.
Is it finished or unfinished?
It's unfinished.
Unfinished? Okay. Do you ever see spiders down there every once in a while?
Yeah, a couple of them. Not that, yeah.
Okay. Basements, we tend to see spiders and centipedes. Some of the, I don't know if you've seen like pill bugs, usually dead on the floor.
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay. Do you have a French drain down there as well?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, French drain, it's just an open access from that gravel for insects coming in. So we usually just treat around the floor area.
I have a sump, so I think it is a concrete foundation.
Okay.
So it has a sump pump.
A sub pump. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay. So we just treat around the floor area in the basement and kind of up in the rafters where we find spiders and things like that.
Right.
And that just keeps the house clean. And the inside we only do usually once or twice a year just because it's very minimal what we want to do in the home.
Right.
The issues come from outside, so that's our focus
around
the home. But it just keeps up the value of the home. It does do the protection for carpenter ants. You have the trees in the back here.
All over that.
Yeah. Carpenter ants, they can have nests as far as 500 feet away, and they make that pheromone trail coming up to the home. So just to make sure they're not coming from the trees, that's usually where their nests are.
Right.
That's why we put that termiticide around.
Right.
But the bees and the termiticide, we're including those for free with our treatment. But we're just swinging by because our techs are here tomorrow and next week. Are you guys home tomorrow, next
tomorrow,
week?
We are out. Tomorrow.
You're running out?
Yeah.
Okay, but next week you guys are back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, how is your treatment? What's the cost?
The price? How big is your home in square feet?
3,200.
32? Okay. So the reason I'm swinging by, we're able to keep it a lot more affordable for you. Just because while we're here, we save gas and time with the group, so I'm able to do the group rate for you. So normally, if you were to call us out of the book, normally for this side of the house here, we'll put you between 3,000 and 4,000. Usually that initial treatment's about 205.
$3,000 to $4,000?
No, that's the square footage of the home.
Okay.
Yeah, so for that size of home, usually the initial's about 205. Because it's usually a bigger cleanup. And then we come back a month later after the initial, and we kill any eggs that are hatching around the home. Just so that they're not laying more around the house. Once we break that life cycle, then we just come back once every 3 months for you.
Okay.
So if it was an infestation, we'd be back every month. But for these homes, we're just dropping it to the 5 treatments. So that includes the initial, and then those other treatments, we just drop to the 125 because it's usually a bigger cleanup on the initial.
So 200 plus every quarter, right?
Yeah, so the initial and then 4 times after that. So the
now it's 1,200.
So it's
500, 700.
About 700, yeah. And that includes all standard pests, so mice and rats in the wintertime. I don't know if you've seen those yet.
Never.
Okay.
Never.
We do the protection if you want us to for those.
Usually all this comes, right? If your house is dirty, you'll see cockroaches and everything.
Yeah, cockroaches, hopefully you're not seeing those.
No, never. Yeah, exactly.
Most homes haven't had any major issues. It's been pretty clean in the house.
The new construction, so.
Yeah.
I mean,
Mice usually just come, like, because when it's cold outside, they're attracted to the heat.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of insects we get in the wintertime coming into the walls to hibernate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of our more important treatments as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the ants is included, spiders, centipedes, silverfish.
Mm-hmm.
And then that termiticide for those carpenter ants, usually it's about $250 extra a year, because it's expensive for us to use.
Right.
But since you guys are with the group, we're throwing that in for free for the homes.
Okay.
And the wasps and yellow jackets, that web away service up high in the eaves there, I am including that for free.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard of clover mites. They mentioned that down the road there. They're little teeny red dots we get, like, crawling on, like, the patios. Have you ever seen that yet at all?
I haven't seen here.
Okay.
Right. I haven't seen here. Yeah.
Okay. They're really hard to see, but
we're
treating their... Do you have a patio in the back or a deck?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're treating the around their patio as well, just because they were seeing some of those.
Right.
But those are included, like I said. So it's our gold package, all our specialized pests with our standard service.
Okay.
We do have a platinum package. It's where we include, like, a guarantee for stink bugs. Have you ever seen stink bugs before?
Stink bugs?
Yeah.
No, it's like, it stinks.
Yeah,
like
they...
When
yeah,
you kill a sting.
Yeah,
Yeah.
You haven't seen... Okay.
No, I haven't seen.
So most people... That's a little bit more if you wanted that, but the most people have been going with the gold package because it does include all these with the standard. So it's our premium service, but those I can get scheduled for, like, either tomorrow or next week. That $205, I'm dropping down to the $105. So we're just doing that. We're taking $100 off the initial.
Okay.
And then all the $125s, they're allowing me to go to the $105 for those as well.
So all together for 4 plus initially 5 treatment is $600.
$525. But each treatment at the $105. So including the initial, we'll drop that down.
Okay.
And all the other treatments will drop to the $105 as well.
Okay.
Same exact thing we're doing for these guys here.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to do that because you guys are with the group.
Mm-hmm.
So we just come this first time here. We're doing July for them, but we're here next week as well.
Right.
And then we just come back a month later, and then just quarterly after that.
Okay.
But for them, it was just mostly the spiders. They mentioned basement, a little bit in the garage. I didn't mention that, actually. Would you guys want us to treat in the garage for spiders and things like that?
Spiders, sometimes. Nothing major. I mean, like, not everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, I see the spider web.
Okay. I don't charge any extra for it. So is that something you guys, if you want us to, would you guys want us to treat the basement as well?
Yeah, sure. Because it's pretty included.
Yeah, yeah, I'll include it. And the inside doesn't have to be done every time. Like I said, the product lasts a lot longer in the home. We don't want to overdo it.
Okay.
But it's always free for you. In the wintertime, though, I do recommend you, because we'll give you a call 4 days in advance before each treatment to let you know we're coming out. In the wintertime, I recommend you guys calling us back just so we can do the inside, so we can schedule when you're home.
Okay.
Because so, that's when we get a lot more of the insects coming into hibernating. So are you guys, you said next week you guys are home?
Yeah.
Okay. So next week, let me see here. So tomorrow you guys are out, like, in the morning as well? Because we do have a couple spots.
Yeah, I mean, we're going out tomorrow morning and coming back on Sunday.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry, we're full in the morning. It's the afternoon, so you guys are gone by 12. Okay. So Monday, it's a little more open on Monday. So we have the Hilliards down the road here, but we have white a little bit more open there. Are you guys home more in the morning or the afternoon on Monday?
During the day, I mean, weekdays is going to be tough. Like, it's tough.
Okay. Because all we need is someone to be home just so we can do... The inside takes about 10, 15 minutes.
Okay.
The outside takes about a half hour. It's a lot more time we spend out there. But all we need is just somebody to show us where the bathroom is and the kitchen and the basement as well and the garage. Is somebody going to be home at all during the, like, in the afternoon or the morning?
Yeah, depending on the day. Like,
okay. Monday?
Because the schedule, I'm not home till 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So, but my wife, she's also work, so her schedule is different.
Kind of, okay.
In the morning or in the afternoon, so it depends.
Okay. Because we could do, like, it 6 to 8. That's our last spot. It's a 6 to 8 window. We just say 6 to 8 because sometimes we get held up at other homes.
Right.
So we're going to be filling this up over the week, tomorrow as well. But we could schedule you guys for the very last spot for Monday.
Okay.
Would that work for you?
Yeah, but do you have any website? The reason I'm asking is that we already have treatment 2 years back. They think that the loan, right? We have a treatment
care.
As well. I did.
Right. Yeah.
With TruGreen.
TruGreen, sure.
Completely disappointed.
Oh,
I
really?
throw money in that, in the water.
Oh, really?
And I'm doing by myself, and I maintain.
That's a lot better.
Lot better than you.
Sure.
And I'm not saying that they are not good.
Yeah.
But it's completely disappointed.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure you've heard of the Better Business Bureau, the BBB.
I heard it. TruGreen is also with the
Better Business Bureau.
Right?
Okay.
But I don't care about my neighbor. I care about my house.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
If I'm not satisfied, right?
Yeah.
It's useless for me, right?
Yeah, so the same thing they're asking, what if we see something in between our treatments?
Mm-hmm.
If you guys see something continue, if you see more ants show up or more spiders around the house, give us a call. We'll be back for free as many times you need us to.
No, the reason is that they did the same thing. So, we'll give you a free treatment. I said, I don't want the free treatment, right?
Yeah.
I want to kill the crab grass, right?
Yeah.
And all the weeds, right?
Yeah.
And you see around, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of treatment. I'm not here. It's outside. You come your time, right?
Yeah.
I pay you, right? You guaranteed. You see the crab grass here, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of treatment you are giving me, right?
Sure.
So I stopped it. I said, you know what? Let me do it myself.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
So I don't want to disappoint, but again, that it's.
And we're a very different company from. I mean,
that's
a very different result that they give as well.
Yeah.
The bugs are a lot easier for us to get rid of because we are using the top of the line products like that termiticide, that Termidor. Like I said, it is a very expensive product.
Right.
But we are including that free with the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know these guys here, the Patels, Badresh. They're just right around the bend there.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I just talked with him about. Hour and a half ago. He's
mm-hmm.
been our customer for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And usually we just do the first year just
mm-hmm.
as a deep clean for the home. If you want to continue after the first year,
mm-hmm.
it's optional for you. Most people stay with us on average about 3 to 4 years because
mm-hmm.
they do like the service and we do provide quality work for you.
Okay.
We're on Angie's list as well. If you guys are members.
Yeah.
We won.
I'm not, but I heard that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We won the Super Service Award the last 2 years in a row on Angie's list. So we have very good ratings. Point used to be a franchise about 8-10 years ago. We started here in New Jersey and Pennsylvania about
mm-hmm.
7 years ago. In 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a company in Chicago. They're also named Point. They're getting very bad ratings. So not to confuse them.
Do me a favor, right? You convince me, right? Badresh Patel. Let me talk to him. He's my friend.
Sure.
The corner house, right?
Yeah.
Give me your card. I'll give you a call. But you convince me.
Yeah.
If he's gonna say yes.
Okay. We can get you guys scheduled at least. That way you're in our schedule, and that way no one's gonna take your spot. So we can get you with the group, and we'll get you on the group rate.
Yeah, I will.
And
I will.
That way we can get you in with the group and everything. If you have, or he says something bad about us or something like that, if you decide you don't want the service, you can call us before we do the service.
Okay.
But at least we can get you guys in our schedule and everything.
Okay.
So, but yeah, and then like I said, if you guys ever have an issue in between, it's always free. We actually have on our agreement here our money back guarantee as well. So
okay.
We'll be back as many times you need us for free.
Okay.
If after 2 treatments that we've done for free, if you're still unsatisfied,
mm-hmm.
we'll repay you for the last service we've done. That just ensures we're doing our job.
The last service means the entire money or the 105?
The 105 for a last treatment.
See, that's what it is, right?
But we'll continue treating the home.
No, exactly. So, if you guarantee me that after 5 treatments, if I don't see that one, right?
Yeah.
If I don't see all this bug, right? For example, right?
Yeah.
That's the guarantee I wanted. If I see that same thing, right?
Uh-huh.
That means is that something is wrong, right? And this is and why I'm telling you this example, the TruGreen.
Yeah.
This happened with me.
Yeah.
I'm not lying.
Sure. No, I believe you.
So again, there, right?
I've had people talk about that. Yeah.
Right, and then they haven't returned my money.
Yeah.
Say, I will give you a couple of treatment, free treatment. They did it. Still.
Yeah.
I have a lot of weeds.
Yeah.
I mean, then I don't want it. I pay you 500, right?
Yeah.
If you give me 5 additional treatments, but still, I see a weed.
Yeah.
To see a $500, give you a $500 and still I see the weed, right?
Yeah.
this is not what I want, right?
Sure.
So what I want is that, right, I want a guarantee, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that you're not going to give me a good treatment, right?
Yeah.
But I want a guarantee. So what happens is, depending on who treats your house, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we'll the guarantee is in there. So if you ever need us back, it's always free.
Okay.
If, like, even if we've done a couple treatments and you're still unsatisfied after us coming back a couple times for free for you, we'll repay you for the last service we've done. So the five treatments, we don't charge everything up front.
Okay.
We just charge per treatment for you.
Mm-hmm.
We require that you stay with us during the first year just because we need a couple of treatments to understand the home.
Right.
We and I can't promise you're never going to see a bug again. That would be impossible. but we will, like I said, we are going to decrease the numbers around the home. After our initial treatment, you guys actually may see an increase of activity for about 10 to 12 days because we're going to stir the nest up a bit around the house. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a little bit of a process. The insects, you guys are kind of in the middle of the forest here. This all used to be trees, right, before the homes were built here?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we're keeping nature from coming into the home.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes things get past our products. Sometimes they break down with the sun. That's what breaks our products down the fastest.
Mm-hmm.
But if something does break through and you see it again, let us know. We'll be back for free for you. Okay? So this will include all these standard pests, so the mice and rats, ants, spiders, centipedes, silverfish, and then carpenter ants, carpenter bees, wasps and yellow jackets, and then those, oh, I didn't mention this. Do you guys get the deer running through here every once in a while?
Yeah, we have a deer. Kay. I mean, every day.
Okay. We don't treat for deer too much, but,
but
those are a little too big for us, but I'm sure you've heard of the ticks before, deer
ticks.
Yeah. I didn't mention this, but just as a courtesy for the homes, I'm extending our barrier 12 feet out with the granular around the whole house for free.
Okay.
That'll be just to kind of help bring down that tick population.
Okay.
Is that something you guys want as well? You guys want us to do that around the home?
Yeah, but I don't think so we have ticks problem around here. I haven't heard.
Yeah, it depends on the home. Usually when we get deer, over time, they'll get into the grass.
It was a lot of deer when we moved.
Yeah.
It decreased because there's a population.
More, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's free if you guys want. It'll just be 12 feet out around the whole house for you. And it'll just take about 20 minutes for the stuff to dry outside. Just keep the kids off the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, you guys don't have to leave the home or anything. Just stay out of the basement for about a half hour.
Okay.
Just let it dry. So I'll just make a note here. So, have you noticed any ants in the house or anything like that?
No, not ants.
Just spiders every once in a while, like in the basement?
Yeah. Spiders and like flies because the doors are open. That's why.
Okay.
I think these are common.
Yeah, flies we can't treat for because they can fly from anywhere.
Exactly, right.
But the basement we can spot treat down there. Do you want the garage as well for the spiders?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you seen any of the bees outside, the wasps?
Bees, yes. Bees, I think that's also common.
Wasps, okay. Yeah, they had mentioned them. I'll just put up in the eaves. That's where we usually find them. So they'll take a look around the house, and anything we can reach with that brush, we'll knock it out for you. And then I'm going to put here the full preventative, because that will include the tick treatment for you, okay? So let me get your information here really quick, just that top left box.
Sure. And it's going to include the termites and everything, right? That's
So it'll include all these. Termites is a totally different treatment. It doesn't do termite. We're going to use the termite aside. It's the same product around the foundation. That's for carpenter ants. Termites is a whole different treatment. You have to drill in the ground for those. That's
We don't have, because in the new house, usually
it
happens that if you have a leak or anything, right?
Yeah.
And it's up from the outside.
Yeah.
If you have a deck, right, you will see that one. Or your siding is a wooden siding. You will see that one. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, you shouldn't. This home's pretty new. But if you do see termites or something like that, we do have a termite technician. It's a whole different treatment. It's a lot more expensive. Every company is.
Yeah.
But this is for everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So the 6 to 8 on Monday, that'll work for you? 6 to 8?
This Monday?
Not tomorrow or Sunday, but Monday.
No, that's what this coming Monday.
Yeah, this coming Monday.
6 to 8 in the evening.
Uh-huh.
Let me.
Yeah.
You know, let me ask my wife as well.
Sure. Or we have some in the afternoon, if that's better for her.
Let me ask her.
Okay.
You can have a seat.
Okay. Is here?
Yeah, you can sit. Yeah.
Either one.
You can sit here.
Okay,
yeah.
No problem.
Sorry.
Thank you. Yeah.
I think in the morning works.
So 11 to 1?
Yeah.
Our earliest we can do is 11 to 1.
11 is fine.
Okay. We say 11 to 1 because sometimes we get held up at other homes if the problem is worse than we expect.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll show up sometime between 11 and 1.
Okay.
The inside, if they want us to do that first when we get here, it'll just take about 10, 15 minutes. If she has to leave, then we can do that first, and then she can lock up, and we'll finish up with the outside.
Okay.
But she'll be home between 11 and 1.
Okay.
So let me just put in your last name. It's Pitadia?
Yeah.
And I'll just need that information here. Just that. Okay. And I'll show you here kind of what I was writing as well. So like I said, this is just for the first year. We just ask you to stay with us during that time just so we can get an understanding of things.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be the 4 quarterly treatments following the initial visit and just once every 3 months after that.
Okay.
So we'll come, I scheduled the 11 to 1. For you on Monday, which is going to be June 20, let's see, Sunday the 29th, 30th, just going to check, yeah, so June 30th. And like I said, that'll just be the 105. We'll drop it down from $100 off that initial down to the 105. And then just a month later, to kill the eggs that are hatching, it's another 105.
Mm-hmm.
And then just quarterly after that. So October, January of next year, and April of next year. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys need the inside done again, like I said, we'll give you a call 4 days in advance before each treatment. Just call us back if you want it done.
Mm-hmm.
But the winter time, I do recommend that doing the inside again.
Okay.
The other treatments, we usually don't have to do it. So if you're not home, it's okay. We'll just leave an invoice at the door and let you know that we've done the treatment.
Okay.
And I just collect the information today just to keep the spot reserved.
Okay.
We just do Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or e-check, whatever's easier for you.
How much?
I just collect the information. It'll just be the $112.35 with tax that'll be charged after each treatment.
Okay.
So I just collect the information today, but it'll just be the $112.35 that'll be charged on Monday.
Okay.
Either the night of or the day after.
So today how much I have to pay?
Yeah. You won't
not
pay
today.
It? Yeah,
on
for
Monday.
Yeah, it'll be the $112.35.
Check will be fine.
We don't do check. We do e-check if you want, or we do Visa or MasterCard or Discover. E-check, have you ever heard of that? Just electronic check?
Yeah.
Just get a check, you void it out, just like you can do that at Walmart as well?
No. I usually use my personal check, or I can give Visa, that's fine.
Okay.
No problem.
Do you have that with you?
Yeah. And the reason I don't want to give you that is the number, right?
The number?
The credit card number, right? And it happens to be, let's say, someone hack your system, right?
Yeah.
They're going to have my credit card number.
Well, it's very secure, yeah. We just do that just because it's a lot safer nowadays. We just don't like to have, like, we don't take cash or anything like that. It's just a lot safer and faster as well, because, like, if you guys aren't home, we just charge it after each treatment's been done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just company policy. That's just how we do it now for the homes.
Okay. I can give you, but that's my preference.
Yeah.
Because I have all, if you want cash, I have. If you want check,
yeah, we don't do that. It's just company policy now. We just take those, or e-check if you're more comfortable with that.
Okay, I don't have the e-check.
Okay. Yeah, Visa's fine.
Yeah. I think. Yeah.